A star shining bright above you. A night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. You're listening to a pre-intermediate lesson, and a happy 元宵节to all of you. My name is Spencer.
And I'm Diana.
What are we talking about?
Today, we are talking about 元宵节.
Okay, so we are talking about a Chinese holiday, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
One of many Chinese holidays.
Yes.
Okay, so in our dialogue today, we have two co-workers, Alan and Lydia, and they are talking about, well, 元宵节 and some of the traditions, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So let's go ahead and listen to that dialogue. Hey, Alan, would you like to try some soup rice balls? I just got some delivered.
Soup rice balls? What are those?
They're made of sticky rice. The filling is usually black sesame, red bean paste, or pork.
Oh, I'd love to try some. Thank you.
In fact, today is the Lantern Festival. We eat these rice balls to celebrate it. It also marks the end of the Chinese New Year celebration.
Oh, I didn't realize the New Year lasted so long.
Yeah, the public holiday is just a week, but traditionally it's 15 days.
No wonder the streets are still not as crowded as usual. I guess a lot of people are still home.
Exactly.
Since you call it the Lantern Festival, do you also buy a special lantern?
Yes, lanterns are a big part of it. We've got lantern riddles. Kids also get special rabbit-shaped lanterns, which they can carry or drag around.
Wow, that sounds so cool. I want one of those too.
Okay, so right off the bat here, Lydia says something to Alan. I think she's talking about food.
All right, so she says, would you like to try some soup rice balls? I just got some delivered.
Okay, soup rice balls. Okay, this seems pretty straightforward to me here. What are these soup rice balls?
These are tang yuan.
Okay, tang yuan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. So, 大家都应该知道是什么东西。All right, cool. And she just got some what?
Delivered.
Okay, so like sent to the office, maybe? Mm-hmm. I guess they're in the office, right?
Right. So when you put in an order...That's the verb, right? Mm-hmm. You order something. Once it comes to you, it's been delivered.
Yeah, a lot of times we say you can order for delivery, right? Mm-hmm. If you're ordering 什么外卖, right? So
yes.
You can order for delivery. Get something delivered to your office or house or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he doesn't seem to know much about these soup rice balls. What are they made of?
So they're made of sticky rice.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is normie.
Yeah, right.
Usually used for all types of desserts, sweets, foods, right?
Right. Yeah, so basically it's sticky and it's rice.
Yes.
It's pretty straightforward.
Uh-huh. We might call it glutinous rice.
Yeah, but sticky rice is really common.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the filling is usually black sesame, red bean paste, or pork. Okay, filling. So this is like what's inside,
yes.
In the middle, right?
Yes. Now, whenever we talk about a kind of dumpling, mm-hmm. And tang yuan is a sort of dumpling because it's got an outside, it's got an inside.
Mm-hmm.
Same with buns. We always call what's inside a filling, not a stuffing.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so filling can be found in dumplings, in wontons, in baozi, in all these delicious things. Okay, and here we have black sesame.
Yeah, my favorite.
yeah, black sesame is really good. Hei zhima.
Yes,
right?
Hei zhima.
Okay, so we'll just move along here. So he said, oh, I'd love to try some. In fact...
Today is the Lantern Festival.
Okay, so today is Lantern Festival. And they're at work. That's no fun. Okay, so here's the big word of the lesson, right? Lantern Festival, which is?
元宵节.
Okay, cool. So we got that. And apparently on Lantern Festival, you eat these rice balls. And it also, this holiday, also marks the end of the Chinese New Year celebration.
Okay.
So Marx. We're not talking about Karl Marx here. No, mm-hmm. no. That's M-A-R-X, actually.
Yes.
We're talking about Marx. So here, something that marks, in this case, the end of the holiday. It's basically a term that we mean for like the end of something or maybe the beginning of something.
So for example, in America, Thanksgiving marks the beginning of the holiday season.
Oh, that's a really great example. Another example could be December 31st marks the end of the Western calendar. Right?
Yeah.
So that's New Year's Eve. And then you could say January 1st marks the beginning of the new year.
Exactly.
Right? Okay, cool.
So marks is basically a verb, and it can be used for any event or day or festival, something that you celebrate.
One more. June 21st marks the beginning of summer.
All right.
All right. So he said he didn't realize the new year lasted so long.
And it does. So lasted here means basically the duration of something. You're talking about how long something is.
Right. How long something is. This is one of our expansion words. So is Marx, by the way. But here you could say, oh, I didn't realize winter in northern China lasted so long. Oh, it's cold and long, right?
Right.
Or you could say, I didn't realize summer in Shanghai lasted so long.
Right. Great examples.
So one thing that I think should, you know, people should pay attention to is usually we'd say something lasts very long or lasts so long. We don't usually say something lasted very short.
Yeah, that kind of sounds a little bit weird.
We might just say, oh, that was really short, right? You could, for example, you know, I just said winter in northern China lasts so long. I could say summer in northern China lasts, is very short. I wouldn't say it lasts very short.
Yeah, yeah. Right? You could also say, instead of it lasts so long, you could just say, you know, February usually lasts for 28 days.
Okay, yeah. Something can last. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Okay. Okay. So, yeah, here, the public holiday, right, is just a week, but traditionally, Chinese New Year is 15 days. So, public holiday is...
It's basically a government holiday.
Yeah, it's like the time that people are given off of work by the government. Time the government also usually takes off work.
Yeah.
That's a public holiday. Okay. So, you know, he says, no wonder the streets are not as crowded as usual. So crowded meaning like a lot of people, right?
It's really packed.
Yeah, packed with people.
So then Alan wonders, since you call it the Lantern Festival, do you also buy a special lantern?
Right, yeah. So we have this grammar point here today, guys. It's the use of since. Since is a lot like the word because.
Yeah.
But it's used a bit differently. Grammatically, it's used a bit differently. And a lot of times it has, it's related to time. Because might be related to time, but not necessarily. Right, so here we see, since you call it the Lantern Festival, do you also buy a special lantern? This is kind of like a pattern here. Basically, it's since something is this or a certain way, then is something else like this as well?
Right.
Let me see. Diana, since you don't eat beef, do you not eat chicken as well? Diana's not actually a vegetarian. I was just giving a question here, a hypothetical question.
Right.
Or, since it is raining today, do you think it will rain tomorrow?
Right. That's a good example.
Right. So basically, it's usually... because something is a certain way, you know, then you follow up with the question, do you think something else will be like that? Right? Do you have an example maybe?
Well, I also think another way that we can contrast since and because is if they can both be used, then since will be the word you would use at the beginning of the sentence, and because is going to be the conjunction you use in the middle of a sentence.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, usually because, I don't like to put because at the beginning of a sentence, actually. And I remember having English teachers when I was young saying, do not put because at the, at the beginning of a sentence. Don't do that. But you can put since at the beginning of a sentence. That's okay, right?
Yeah. So, for example, since it's raining today, I don't want to go out. I don't want to go out because it's raining today.
Yeah, see, yeah, that's a great example. Okay, so, yeah, apparently lanterns are a big part of it. We've got lantern riddles.
All right.
Really? You got lantern riddles? What's a riddle, Diana?
A riddle is a word puzzle.
A word puzzle. Okay. So basically, I might say a sentence or two to you, and I try to get you, and you don't understand what it means, and you try to figure out the answer.
Yes. Okay. So you give clues, right? The riddle is going to be clues, and then you have to guess what it is.
Okay. Kids also get special rabbit-shaped lanterns.
Okay, so a lantern shaped like a rabbit.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward. Yeah, so a lantern that looks like a rabbit. But this is also a very useful pattern here. So here we said rabbit-shaped lanterns. You could say dog-shaped lanterns, star-shaped lanterns. You could say dog-shaped pumpkin. You can say, you know, a bird-shaped balloon. I'm just giving you examples here, guys, of how to use a pattern. So if something is shaped like something else, you can say, you know, shema, 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 shaped da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah. So something shaped something.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. I'll give one more example. A Spencer-shaped teddy bear. Okay, cool.
All right.
Okay, so what do they do with these lanterns?
So they can carry it or drag it around.
Okay, so carry, like kind of hold it in your hand or maybe even in your arms and walk around with it.
Right.
Something like that. And then to drag means to kind of like pull on the ground, right?
Yeah. So when you carry something, it's definitely not touching the ground. When you are dragging something, you are pulling it along the ground. Like it has to be touching the ground.
For example, if you're at the airport and you have some really big bags and you kind of pull them behind you, you know, and it's rolling on the ground, you might say, oh, he's, you know, dragging his suitcase along.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
A lot of times, especially when I was a kid, my parents would say, like, stop dragging your feet.
Oh, meaning pick up your feet as you walk. Don't wear your shoes out.
And there's another, a little bit more abstract way to use this. For example, you can drag people around. Like, if you go to a party, you can say, like, oh, she's always dragging her boyfriend around with her everywhere.
Yeah, it means he doesn't really want to go to those places with her.
But yeah, but she's kind of pulling him along with her.
One thing I don't get that people drag is wedding dresses. Why do brides wear these long dresses that drag on the ground? It's such a nice dress. You don't want to get it. You don't want to get it dirty. Plus, it's white. I mean,
that's a good question.
I don't get it.
It just looks really pretty, you know, when she's got a really long white tail.
Well, I guess marriages just aren't, weddings aren't about practicality.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that about does it for our dialogue. Should we go ahead and listen to it again?
All right. Hey, Alan, would you like to try some soup rice balls? I just got some delivered.
Soup rice balls? What are those?
They're made of sticky rice. The filling is usually black sesame, red bean paste, or pork.
Oh, I'd love to try some. Thank you.
In fact, today is the Lantern Festival. We eat these rice balls to celebrate it. It also marks the end of the Chinese New Year celebration.
Oh, I didn't realize the New Year lasted so long.
Yeah, the public holiday is just a week, but traditionally it's 15 days.
No wonder the streets are still not as crowded as usual. I guess a lot of people are still home.
Exactly.
Since you call it the Lantern Festival, Do you also buy a special lantern?
Yes, lanterns are a big part of it. We've got lantern riddles. Kids also get special rabbit-shaped lanterns, which they can carry or drag around.
Wow, that sounds so cool. I want one of those too.
Oh, right, and we are back. Just listen to the dialogue again. And we're talking a little bit about riddles. Maybe some of you are still wondering, wait, what's a riddle? So like we said, it's a word puzzle. So I'm going to give one to Diana, and let's see if she can get the answer. And then we're going to give one to you guys, and we hope that you can try and figure out the answer and leave it for us in the comment section.
Yes.
Maybe first person to get it right will get a prize. Okay. So, Diana, here's one I got for you.
Okay.
Paul's height is 6 feet. He is an assistant at a butcher shop and wears size 9 shoes.
Okay.
What does he weigh? Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, tick tock.
Okay, I might have an idea.
6 feet tall, works at a butcher shop.
Yes.
Size 9 shoes. What does he weigh?
Perhaps meat.
Oh, she got it. Right. He weighs meat on a scale, right?
Because he works at a butcher's.
Yeah. We're not asking how much does he weigh. We're saying what does he weigh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. I think you have one, right?
All right. So this one is for all of you listeners. See if you can guess it and leave what you think the answer is in the comments.
Mm-hmm.
So what has an eye but cannot see?
That's a noodle scratcher. What has an eye but cannot see? Okay, well, we're going to leave you with that today, guys. And hope you have, had a lovely Chinese New Year and Lantern Festival as well. And,
if you guys have any good riddles yourself, you guys can leave them and see if we can guess.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun, too. So leave us your riddles, and we left you one of ours. And go ahead and try and shoot us the answer. And we'll see you next time, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sweet dreams, still sunbeams finds you. Sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.